listener. It's Zach Harper, Amin Alhassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
We're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain. Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watched the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertained. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why do you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinephobe.
Wherever you get podcasts.
People of Earth, the following fake podcast in a fake and don't try to move their dimension is not real. But it has been going for 11 years. That's all the grandeur of 10 years, plus all the not knowing when to quit of one extra year. And with the entire episode revolving around the number 11, you gotta appreciate the hosts waiting the perfect amount of time to miss all of the Stranger Things finale buzz. You can't teach that kind of media savvy. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 11 years ago, almost exactly 11 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal through the dimensional rift, and I use that to record a podcast currently recorded here in the tavern, The Strange Familiar, in the town of Nibblebottom, at the base of the unnameable mountain in the magical land of Foon. And I am joined on this special occasion, celebrating 11 years of this podcast, by my co-host, my good bud, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Aww, yeah, baby.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Doing good. 11 years. This is nuts.
I know. It's not as special as 10 years.
Sure.
But 11 is, it's still something.
Yeah, it's our first double digit where the digits are twins.
It's our first double digit where the digits are twins. It's what everybody's saying.
Digit twins, is that?
Yeah.
Do you have that term on Earth?
Digit twins?
Yeah.
Huh. I mean, maybe like if two people have the same phone number, would that be digit twins?
Phone number?
Oh, boy. Oh, no. I don't want to explain any of these things.
Is it the amount of phones you have?
No, it's the way you contact people. Look, there's so many people on my world. Like, there's a fair number of people in Foon, but in my world, there are so many people that to communicate with them, there has to be, like, a long number to contact them. It's like your address, but for your phone.
Oh. Arnie, for an example, can you just give me yours?
My phone number?
Yeah, does that make sense?
Yeah, it's 867-5309.
Okay. Arnie, I know what we have to do.
Yes.
We have to set up a phone number so that listeners can call us, leave us a voicemail, let us know why they deserve to come to Foon, or to scream at us, and then we can listen to them.
Chunt, I actually do love that idea. It would just take a little bit of work and follow through, and I'm not sure any of us are capable of that. Never mind, I'm fine. Speaking of someone that will sometimes do some amount of work and follow through, here's my other co-host, Usidor the Wizard.
Oh, happy 11-versary, happy 11-versary, happy 11-versary, happy 11-versary.
Woo! Oh, Usidor.
Yes, well, it's our 11th anniversary, a mystical and powerful number. Because you know one is the loneliest number, but now one has a mate, and when they mate, the offspring of that number shall be the greatest of all.
Digit twins.
Wait, hold on. Are you saying that these digit twins are mating as well? That can't be right.
It's not like an incestuous thing. I didn't say, no.
Arnie, it's actually beautiful. When 11 has, you know, 6, they produce a 2. A 1 and a 1 produce a 2. Isn't that beautiful? Now, if a 2 and a 2 get together, a 22, they produce a 4. I know this is pretty mind-boggling. I don't expect you to comprehend this, Arnie, but it is one of the most beautiful things in nature.
But if a 4 and a 4 get together, do they get right into it, or do they kind of, like, warm each other up in any way?
Arnie, a 4 and a 4 never get together.
Never?
Nope.
So there's no foreplay whatsoever.
I hate that I love this.
I am just excited that we can finally start saying at the beginning of every episode, "Hello from the Magic Tavern," now in our 11th year.
Now with foreplay. And Usador, I am thrilled that you wore your party robes. I don't think I've ever seen you dust them off.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. These are my formal dress party robes. You can tell because of how many black ties I'm wearing.
Ooh, what is that, velvet?
It's part of it's velvet. Part of it is a crushed skunk.
Ooh. Getting crunk.
That explains the smell. Yeah.
No, that's a different smell. I cleaned the skunk very thoroughly. And then on the way here today, I had a little accident.
Oh, no.
Oh, you sat on your skunk, right?
I sat on a different skunk.
Oh.
Yeah. And then I smashed 3 birds between my mighty hands. I put them outwards. I clapped them together. And I smashed them, and then I cooked them so that we'd all have our own quail dinner at this very fancy party this evening. Here you are.
Whoa. Sorry.
Yep.
Maybe it's just the party atmosphere is confusing me. You.
Me.
Killed birds. You.
Yeah, of course. I love birds.
Okay.
Yeah, they're delicious.
I thought you kind of, you know, stood up for the little birds.
Oh, I do. I do, unless I'm hungry. You know, it's sort of like people who, like, love dogs.
But eat them? Think they're delicious?
No. It's like people who love dogs, they have a cat, and then they're like, but I can only eat meat. And you're like, well, that's a bit hypocritical. So I'm being a bit hypocritical. I'm not perfect.
I'm an obligate carnivore, but
I swear I'm trying to track what you're saying.
Why was no one shocked when I said I wasn't perfect?
Sorry. I said there are people who have dogs
right, and
also have cats,
and
they can only eat meat.
Mm-hmm.
Not only, I mean, they don't have to eat meat, but some of them do.
Uh-huh.
And then there are some people who say they can't eat meat because they think it's wrong.
Oh, sure.
But can you love your pet and still eat meat and feel good about it? I think so, because they'll eat the meat with you. They don't know.
It's a bonding exercise.
Yeah, they'll eat you. You die in your apartment, that dog will eat you. Or that cat.
What? But my cats love me.
Yeah, I gotta be honest. If either one of you dies 24 hours later, I'm tucking in.
Oh.
What? Hmm. John, you? Have you? Oh, I've never asked this before, and I really hesitate to. It's been 11 years. Chunt, have you ever tasted human flesh?
Would that freak you out, or?
I mean, I guess I don't know. I guess I assumed that you hadn't, but maybe you have. I mean, you've eaten animals.
Yeah, yes.
Arnie.
Yeah.
Arnie.
Mm-hmm.
Chunt is a wild animal.
Sure.
So don't get on his wrong side.
Sure. Also, to be fair, he's not that wild. I mean, he's getting older.
Well, I mean, pretty wild. I mean, look at those sunglasses.
Guys, look, I'm pouring some vodka in my whiskey. Woo!
That's just scary. That's just unhealthy. That's just a warning sign.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. This isn't going to mean anything to you. Are you worried that Chunt lately is leaving Las Vegas? Like, he's just totally like Nicolas Cage leaving Las Vegas in it.
Yeah, a lot of those words didn't make any sense to me. But if you mean, if I'm reading between the lines of your Earth speak correctly, I wouldn't put him in a cage. No.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Did I interpret that right?
Enough, I guess. We'll just keep an eye on to make sure he's doing okay. Guys, I'm so excited. It's a special occasion. 11 years together doing this podcast.
Whee!
It seems like the perfect time to find a mystical parchment and find a secret treasure hidden from us for centuries by those who founded this very land. You guys want to do that?
I mean, Usador's not entirely wrong. Look, I do want to dedicate this episode to us just celebrating how much fun we are together and how great this podcast has been. But there is also the threat of Spintax attacking the Northeast that we should... Can we multitask and come up with some plans and celebrate at the same time?
Sure, I love coming up with plans. Chunt, what do you say?
Yeah, I guess if we make fun work, we never have a day of fun in our life, or however the saying goes.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to cast a spell that transforms half of my black ties into little tiny businessman hats. Arrow Truth Carol!
Oh, and can you magically turn Chunks?
Arnie?
Sorry.
That is only a name that you call me when I get blackout drunk.
You're right. Yeah, but you're getting there fast with this drink you're making right now.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
Wasn't there a Mittens player named Chunk?
There was.
What happened to that guy?
He sort of reminded me of Chunt a little bit. Usador, could you magically turn Chunt's sunglasses into bifocals so he's in a serious reading mood?
Sure, of course I could do that.
Hey, what the fuck? My focals are attracted to male and female focals.
You're looking at all the butts.
What did you do?
I've granted you the gift of bifocals.
Oh.
Okay, if it helps, would you rather have polyfocals?
Let's stick with bi and see what happens.
Yeah, why not?
Bi now, poly later.
That's usually the progression, right? So, look, I asked for a little help from our Patreon subscribers to remind us of weapons that we may have mentioned or talked about throughout the run of this show.
Oh.
And if they could remind us what those things are. Because, look, there's been so much lore over the last 11 years. We have learned about so many useful weapons and things over the last 11 years, and we've forgotten as much as we've learned.
Oh, absolutely.
And I have lived for almost 350 years, and I have forgotten even more things than you can imagine. There may be things that we've never even uttered about, which I've already forgotten.
Whoa.
Now, if you're asking for help from people on Earth, why wouldn't you ask them to rebuild that Burger King? Get you home.
Do we need the Burger King to get me back home? I'm not even sure. Like, it just happened to be by the Burger King.
Why are you asking me? You're the one who came here. You tell me how it works.
Oh, no. I've never felt further from us figuring out how to accomplish anything.
Arnie, how many Earthlings does it take to build a Burger King? 30,000? 50,000?
I don't know. Probably not that many. Like, to build the whole history of the franchise, maybe. I don't know. It probably takes, like 50 people to build a Burger King? I have no idea.
We're calling on you, a special 50. Please, start building a Burger King now. And Arnie, how long does it take to build a Burger King?
I don't know. Well, also, before we call on people to rebuild the Burger King, we have to call on a different group of people to destroy the condo that has been built in place of the Burger King, which is a much more difficult and, I would say, dangerous mission.
So it has to be in the same spot. We're sure about that?
Here's the thing. I'm not bought in that we need it at all, but you guys are talking about the Burger King.
All right. Then I suppose for now we'll put that plan on hold and we'll do this other thing where we look at these weapons and see if any of them can assist us in our continuing adventures.
Okay, Usador, look, we don't need to get help from our Patreon subscribers to remind us of all the weapons. Maybe you just, in your brain, you remember all the things we need. Like in the first episode of the show, maybe we mentioned like a special Spintax destroying stick. Oh, and we've all forgotten, but Usador remembers.
What do you mean, Spintax destroying stick?
I don't know, this is an abstract example. But I'm just saying, if that hadn't been in the history of the show and we'd forgotten about it, that would be bad. We need to be reminded of the good things that we can use.
Oh, I see. I see. No, I don't know of any kind of like stick tax that would get rid of spin tax.
Spin stick, stick tax. Yeah.
Yeah, I was really working on that. I couldn't come up with anything better.
Guys, have we all been drinking too much vodka whiskey?
Certainly.
We started pre-partying for this episode way too early.
Arnie, I will not have you speak ill of vodka.
Your best friend, vodka?
My best friend, vodka. It is a acquired taste, but I still feel like it is one of the better drinks. Bottoms up.
Did you see how he just waved his butt in the air and started vomiting on the floor when he said bottoms up?
I did. Wild.
Anybody want some vodka?
Look, Let's clean ourselves up. Let's take a quick break, and we'll come back. And when we come back from the break, we'll be really serious about figuring out a plan to defeat the wizards.
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin Alhassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
Ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain. Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why'd you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinefo.
Wherever you get podcasts.
Chunt, Usador, my dearest friends and co-hosts, I have spread out before us printouts of comments from our Patreon supporters who are reminding us of all the useful weapons and spells that we've forgotten about that maybe we can use to save the Northeast.
Ooh, okay. This is great. There's a lot of papers here.
Yeah, a lot of repeat comments, if I'm being honest. So, look. A lot of you're just not going to hear your suggestions because a lot of other people made the same suggestions.
Let's see here. Ooh, okay. This one is right in front of me here. This is from Eve Taft. Any relation, Arnie?
To Eve or Taft? Like, who? I'm not sure who.
Did you say your favorite president was Taft?
My favorite president was Eve 6.
Oh.
How many people on Earth do you think you're related to?
Me? Oh, too many.
Yeah, what percentage?
Oh, I mean, like I said before, there are so many people on Earth, but I have a lot of relatives. Like, my dad had 8 brothers. I have over 40 cousins.
Whoa.
So that's, the entire population of Earth is probably like 500,000 or something?
I mean, I'm sure it's a lot more, but if I were to say specifics, I would be really wrong about how many.
Well, Eve Taft here says, Chunt's menagerie could help. I miss his undead cat.
Oh, Eve Taft, you figured it out. Chunt, you've had so many animals and talking food items in your menagerie over the years.
That's right. I think Ouija was my undead cat. What else? Grapes the goat.
Gorgeous the screaming potato.
Gorgeous. Oh, who could forget Gorgeous the screaming potato?
Except for us until very recently.
Of course, of course.
Farting Peach.
Farting Peach. Oh my gosh.
Aw. Do you have any, have you heard from any of these creatures in the last couple of years?
I heard from Antagonistic Cucumber.
Mm-hmm.
Arnie, that was someone that was a little before your time.
Oh, I see.
But they wrote me a pretty shitty letter.
Oh, yeah.
I was furious about that letter. I think it was totally unfair to you.
Thank you.
If I ever see Antagonistic Cucumber again, I throw that little fucker into a bowl of brine, turn it into a pickle.
Oh.
Who's salty now, dickhead?
You hear that, AC?
I thought I'd heard somewhere that some kind of angry cucumber had joined up with Spintax. Is this the same one?
Oh, shit. Probably. Oh, no. That makes sense.
Oh, now it's personal. A cucumber from your past?
Yeah, this sucks. Guys, can we all agree? We gotta kill this cucumber.
We gotta kill this cucumber. And also, Eve Taft. I wish you hadn't brought this up. It's really upsetting.
It's good. Eve, you did good. This is to remember fondly all the others. All the other animals and foods and weirdos and freaks that were in my menagerie. That is worth it. But yeah, AC is just a bully and a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Now, Arnie, I'm going through all of these parchments that you've written out for us, and I'm seeing here that many people are bringing up the implanted unicorn devices that Funanunia gave to us.
Funanunia? Is that a music festival we threw?
No. One of the demigoddesses, one of the offspring of the goddesses themselves.
Yes, oh my goddesses, yes, of course.
The goddesses are perfect. They can do no wrong. Their kids? I think that these IUDs are incredible. if they were easier to use. The fact that you have to be riding four unicorns at the same time to fire the damn thing makes it pointless.
Yeah.
I can maybe get my feet on two. Where am I going to ride? Am I supposed to put my hands back like this and put it on two more unicorns?
Yeah, I tried once and got drawn and quartered.
Nonsense.
It was awful.
Yeah. At first, I was excited when Funanunia blessed us with the ability to shoot lasers out of our forehead and shine out of your butt with these implanted unicorn devices. But it's so complicated to do it. And also, the worst part is we had to be religious for it to work. And that part I just wasn't into.
But Ani, this isn't about religion. Some sort of formal meeting that you must go to every week or paying some tithe to some corrupt organization. This is about faith. Faith in the goddesses who've basically shown up.
Arnie, did you see where Usador started his sentence? Seemingly got possessed, his head turned all the way around, and then he finishes. I think this vodka's tainted.
I know. Oof. Are we even saying words? Because I'm not entirely sure. Like, I also have had a little too much of this vodka.
I don't think I've had too much vodka. I think I'm doing fine. I don't think there's any reason to check off me from the list. Vodka's good. Tastes good to me. Love vodka.
All right, then three more shots. Vodka, vodka, vodka.
All right, I'm going back to the papers. Oh, here's one. Haley Hanlon wrote in to remind us of a spell. These don't all have to be weapons. These could be spells we haven't been thinking about. And this spell is pretzel bones, which causes slow transformation of your bones into pretzels. And if you yell, "No pretzel bones for you," it reverses pretzel bones.
Reverses pretzel bones.
Yes, but this is a pretty common spell.
Really?
If I go to spin, let's say I disappear and I appear before Spintax, break through all his magical defenses that he's put up. And I, before him, and I say, "Now is the time when we have our final duel." And I say, "Pretzel bones." Then he's going to say, "No pretzel bones for me." And then we're just going to go back and forth like that.
Oh, so it's not just limited to "no pretzel bones for you." You can also do a total "no pretzel bones for me."
Yeah. And I would actually, what I would probably do is like, "Now is the time of our final duel. Jinxes, no pretzel bones." And then he'd say, damn, pretzel bones. And I'd say, "Pretzel bones for you." And he'd say, "No pretzel bones for me." And I'd kind of go back and forth like that for a long time. And then I'd try to give him cooties.
And could he say, "Pretzel bones bounces off of me and pretzel bones is you"?
Yeah, well, sure. Exactly.
That sucks. I was excited because I recently learned that a big part of wizards' power comes from their bones. So I thought if we could just pretzel bones them.
Now, what's funny is, like, watch this. You see that guy sitting at that other table over there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretzel bones. He'll figure it out in about an hour.
Yeah.
You, sir, we have to trust that you did something.
Yeah. He looks fine.
Don't worry. As soon as he tries to get up and go to the bathroom.
Is it soft pretzel bones or is it hard pretzel bones?
It's hard pretzel bones.
Mm.
So you have some structure there. Otherwise, you just, like, slump over almost immediately.
I mean, honestly, I think soft pretzel bones would give more structure because hard pretzel bones would be too brittle.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas soft pretzel bones, I obviously could tear, but a little more.
Do you hear yourself saying the words "hard" and "soft" though?
Oh yeah.
Look, Haley Hanlon, why did you bring this up at all? Thank you, but no, thank you. Oh no, wait. You know, this paper. You know what? None of us need to read this one. I'm gonna throw this one away.
No. Why?
Why, Arnie? What are you hiding?
Why drawing so much attention to it then?
Okay. Well. Look, thank you, Laura Bryant, but we do not need to be reminded that apparently at some point there was a potion of returning Drew to life / Drew resurrection.
Did someone say Drew to life?
What? It's already been used.
Oh, shit, the guy you... Drew, don't get up from the table.
I'm coming... Oh, my leg, what's going on? Oh, my bones.
How did I not recognize that guy at the bar that you pretzel bones was Drew?
My bones, them's pretzels. Kill me.
No pretzel bones for you.
Oh, boy.
I mean, his bones are still broken, but they're not pretzel bones anymore.
Oh, they're dragging him outside.
Yeah, he's going to die. He's going to die from those pretzel bones.
Well, we'll see. He looks pretty healthy, bones aside.
Did he?
What else do we have here? Oh, Grant Black says, book 40 spells and how to say them by the scholar. Do we still have that book, 40 spells and how to say them?
I'm not sure if I still have all my library books or not.
Do you know, like, 40 spells? Would a book help?
Easily. I know, but I love books of spells. I love learning new spells. I love knowing how to say them. So when I checked out 40 spells and how to say them, I was very excited. Got pretzel bones right out of there. No pretzel bones for you.
You're just saying spells that you've already said this episode.
Yeah, and then 38 other ones.
Okay, you start. I'm looking through your bag of carrying here, and it looks like we have a book called 40 Spells to Leave Your Lover. I'm not sure if this will come in handy. Let's see here.
No, it will.
Abracazam Pam.
That's a children's book I've been working on.
Alakazoo Drew. Did someone say Drew?
No.
No.
I did.
Did you Alakazoo Drew back over here?
Wait, this is 40 spells to leave your lover. He should be gone. Well, I guess we're not lovers.
All right.
Yeah.
It's the 11th anniversary. Let's just interview Drew.
Oh, fuck.
Let's just deal with it at last, all right?
Finally. Finally, the day has come.
I'm going to hit you with this healing rock.
Oh, my bones.
Should be fine now. No pretzel bones for you.
Jinx.
Also, thank you to the many Patreon supporters who reminded us we have a healing rock.
Oh, yeah.
I've never forgotten that.
Oh, a big bird just flew in and dragged Drew out of here. He's probably going to be fine.
I'm just excited for once I'm not the one that's killing Drew.
I was just so excited to meet Carol Spiney.
Okay. Until Drew comes back, here's another one. Jonathan Stevens wrote, I bet the Silent Eye has a secret cache of weapons. The Shattering really took the steam out of that alliance, and what better time than now to resurrect it? We need those allies to defeat the wizards. And a few people also wrote that they still have Silent Eye coins. Oh shit, do I still have my Silent Eye coin?
Of course you do. Here it is, right here. Aha!
Ah, thank you for keeping my coin for me, Usador. That's right, I keep my coin in Usador's pocket.
Well, it's just sort of easier if I carry everything around so you guys don't forget. That's why I have all the books, too. You know, some of these books are probably yours, like these Handmaidens of Bloth and those sorts of things, you know. You know, all these things that I don't want to take credit for.
But Jonathan Stevens, this is a great idea. The Silent Eye, we used to be part of that secret society to help defeat the Dark Lord. I've heard tales that the Silent Eye still moves in the shadows to try to shape the fate of Foon. Maybe we could reach out to them and they can help us defeat Spintax.
That's a great idea, Arnie. Yeah, let's absolutely add that to the list.
All right. Oh, I'm just going to take one of the. I'm just going to take this Drew paper and use the back of it to write the list of things that we need to remember.
Laser gun, check.
Laser gun. No pretzel bones for you.
Put down menagerie.
Chunt's menagerie. How do you spell menagerie?
I think it's BLUEROSES.
Chunt's vaginary? Arnie, you gotta take spelling classes. Oh, here's one. Oh, this is gonna be maybe the most useful yet. Alphonse Armorman suit person. Hope I'm saying that right. Says all the Usadors in his hat are an army.
Oh, that's right. That one time we went into your hat and met all the Usadors that live in there.
Yeah, if all the voices in your heads are an army, then go nuts. I don't know if that's accurate at all.
Oh, there's so many little Usadors, and they all had their own little picadillos. Let's see.
That's all me. It's all me.
So, like, we couldn't send an army of you out?
Do you think if I had the ability to send an army of me instead of wasting 11 years with you two idiots trying to get you to do anything, then I wouldn't have already done it?
Jeez. If you can't do an army of me, then can you at least do a hyper ballad? Or, you know, if it's all oh so quiet.
Shh. Shh.
You know, for someone who I'm a fan of, I actually can't think of many of their songs.
Well, back to Bjork. Work. Back to work. Back to work. Oh, that. This vodka's really affecting my tongue is going numb here.
You know, many people, I'm not going to, I can't name them all, but a lot of people mentioned also Cabron the Tree once gave me a golden branch, a very powerful tool that guarantees safe passage through all forests.
Ooh.
Like, I can't be hurt in a forest.
That's a wonderful boon. Do you have any reason to go through a forest?
No. But there are a lot of forests. I mean...
That's true.
If I had that, at least I could be safe in a forest. And also, like, what defines a forest? Like, how dense do the trees have to be for me to be safe?
Yeah, good call.
Well, you can sort of... A forest, it's just... You gotta just feel it. You gotta know. Like...
Okay.
I bet if you went up to like a couple of trees and had that branch, they still wouldn't fuck with you. They're not gonna parse terms and say like, we're not a forest, we're just a couple of trees hanging out. They're gonna be like, whoa, golden branch, back off.
How much of magic is psychological and like belief based? Like if I think it's a forest, does it work?
Good call. Probably not, because then stupid people would be the most magical.
I mean, stupid people do tend to succeed despite all reason to the contrary.
Ignorance is bliss. Arnie, did I ever tell you when Cockroach Clown took me into a forest?
Oh, I don't want to hear the rest of this story, but...
It was the middle of the night. It was black as ink, so dark out, and there was all kinds of terrible sounds. And as Cockroach Clown was saying, walk into the forest, come on, let's go, I said, Cockroach Clown, I'm scared. And he said, you're scared? I got to walk out of here alone.
And then he murdered you.
Then he murdered me.
Huh. What a terrifying cockroach. And what a terrifying clown.
Yeah, he's kind of the best of the worst of both worlds. Yeah, the worst of both.
Yeah, I think that's right.
All right, I'm going to write down Golden Branch. It seems like it'll be really useful if I can find it. Unfortunately, I lost it. But if I remember correctly, wherever it is, it's slowly trying to walk back towards me. So... Maybe it'll catch up with me.
Maybe it'll show up today. Who knows?
Yeah.
Now, I would say, to answer your earlier question, if you had the branch and you decided that a bunch of gravestones were a forest, that's not going to work. That's just some bullshit.
Yeah.
The truth is the truth.
Could I tape a couple trees to my body and always be in a forest?
Maybe stop trying to break the system and just work within the system.
Okay.
Arnie, speaking of the branch that's slowly crawling back to you, did you ever run into that snail that if it touches you, you die?
What?
Remember a while ago, there was that snail that if it touches you, you die, and you had to run away from it?
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
You don't remember snail fail?
I don't.
Huh, maybe it was a hypothetical. I could have sworn there was a snail that if it touches you specifically, you die.
Me specifically?
Yeah.
That's not good. I guess I'll avoid snails.
No, I remember this because I remember asking a snail that very question. It's like, it's Arnie specifically?
That's right.
And the snail's like, yeah.
Over the course of like 3 days said that.
Yes, pretty slow.
Oh, so I'm sure I was not paying attention. If this conversation was going that slowly, there's no way I was paying attention.
Okay, so we shouldn't write that down.
I mean, look. Can someone like draw me a picture of the snail so I know to avoid it?
Okay, it looks like a snail.
Snail. The shell.
Yeah, it's good.
These sort of antenna things.
Yeah.
Sort of a glob. Big mustache.
So, generally speaking, in Foon, if you were the average forest in Foon, how many snails would there be in them?
I don't know, a few thousand?
Oh, fuck.
Trent, don't forget, it was also carrying that little sign that said Dicam. That's why we even asked it a question to begin with.
Oh, sure.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a weird word. It's so similar to our friend's name. And he got all, like, got all pissy, really puffed up, you know, for a snail.
Yeah, for a snail, which is pretty subtle.
You know, now that I think about it, we don't have any proof that if you touch that snail, you die. He might have just been talking a big game.
Yeah, we might have been drunk.
Yusor, do you have a magical way to prove out these things? Like, do you have suspect talking a big game or something like that?
Oh yes, of course. I can cast Gramball's net of pure intent.
Gramball's has some of the best magical items.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh great! Like 300 episodes from now, we're gonna have to ask the patrons to remind us about Gramball's.
Gramball's.
Gramball's net of pure intent. I knew that. No, I don't need to ask anyone.
Okay, we'll see, listeners. Email us if it's ever mentioned again.
Arnie, we should also pour out a little bit of the vodka because Granballs got run over by a reindeer.
Oh, where was he coming from?
He could be as magical as all get out, but a reindeer can trample you to death. Where was he walking from?
Well, sadly, Arnie, he was walking home from your house on Christmas Eve.
Oh.
I would say, if I had to guess, there's no such thing as Granballs. I thought you were making it up.
Well, as for Usador and I, we...
We believe.
We believe.
I'm going to read this one. Hem the Goblin. And I only have the vaguest memory of this. So maybe
you see, we were drinking too much eggnog.
Yes. Let's just...
Sorry, you were saying something. Let's move on.
Let's tease this out. Hem the Goblin wrote, did Chunt keep that limp piece of hay?
Limp piece of hay. Did it do anything?
There's no more information.
Piece of hay.
We can also cut this out.
That sounds familiar.
I have a vague recollection, Chunt, that at some point maybe you lost your hammer and you picked up a piece of hay to replace it.
That could be it. It sounds very familiar.
It does sound familiar.
Usador also brings up a good point. A lot of people were saying Chunt had a warhammer at some point. Chunt, did you also lose the warhammer?
Oh, no, baby. I still got that.
Whoa! You're so good at hiding that gigantic hammer behind your tiny body.
Mm-hmm. The key is misdirection.
You're always drawing attention to your buttholes so we don't see the hammer?
That's it. You got it.
Got in one.
Well, got in two.
Someone with a made-up-sounding name called Red Keener wrote, what about the Ruby of Galazeel?
Ugh.
Usador was able to blow a hole through the roof of the tavern and then reverse the effects to immediately fix up the roof. I think that was season 5, episode 2.
Well, yes, at the very beginning of the season, I mentioned that I had acquired the great ruby of Galazeel and also the mystical armor of Beklegleg Anyahim.
Arnie, write this down.
And I haven't drawn a lot of attention to them. I've been, keeping those pieces with me for when I need them. Honestly, the ruby could be pretty helpful.
Oh.
But it's kind of drained of power, and I probably need to do something to recharge it. Maybe walk through a forest, find a mystical spring or something. I don't know. Dip it in there, something.
I mean, the forest could be pretty dangerous for you.
Yeah, make it kiss a star. I don't know. Something. I'll figure it out.
Who's the biggest star in Foon? Maybe Spintax.
Damn it.
He's big.
He's a big name.
Oh, what about King Tomblaine? Ah, damn it.
Yeah, he hates us. And that's the real ironic thing. We have to save him and his whole kingdom, but he hates us, or he hates me right now.
No.
Hate's a strong word, Arnie. Arnold, I would hate for him to hate you. I think just because you've come to loggerheads and have some disagreement doesn't mean in the future that you can't be friends again.
Yeah.
Think of all the times you and Chunt were angry at each other or mad at each other about something. You've always become friends again.
Oh, yeah. And obviously, we eventually found out we were cousins.
Yeah, we're better than friends. We're cousins. Although, to be fair, I did earlier say I have over 40 cousins.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have that many friends.
Am I still just an uncle? Is that how that worked out?
You're more of an unk.
A cuckle. A cousin uncle.
No, that's worse.
A cuckle.
A cuckle.
This isn't helping. None of this is helping.
This might help. Parker Scarborough, not really a weapon, but Arnie might have some latent magic ability. He made a pumpkin grow out of Duncan Potato Grease's head by saying bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Oh, I guess I could try that again. There have been occasional times when I thought maybe I could do magic. Let me try. I'm not going to aim at either of you. Oh, look, there's Drew sort of crawling at the door. Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
What the fuck?
Whoa.
Got him.
Giant pumpkin grew out of his head.
Oh, he just fell and his head exploded.
Oh.
Oh, look at all that pretzel bites.
I mean, it looks delicious.
Oh, I wish I had some nacho cheese.
Here, Arnie, I want to give you this envelope.
Okay.
I've been wanting to give this to you for a while, and to promote your latent magical abilities. It's a magic correspondence course. You cast a spell into an envelope, send it to the teacher, see if it works, and then they'll send you back a result.
Huh, okay. On this paper, it says I should try to conjure this turtle.
Into the envelope.
Okay. Sideways cartoon turtle face.
Seal the envelope.
Okay. And then how do I get the envelope there?
Oh, here's, looks like a, there's a tiny little postman here. Just put on that snail.
I'm not getting anywhere near that snail.
Well, we'll take a quick break while we try to figure out if we can get postage here.
Little help?
Shut up.
True.
Idiot.
I said you would never be on this show again.
Okay, Arnie. We've taped a lot of branches to your body. Now, try and get hurt.
Well, now, John, also, I still don't know where this golden branch is. I still have to find the golden branch.
Okay.
Until, but if I do find the golden branch, all of these other branches attached to me will be very useful.
Okay.
Now, Arnie, I don't want you to panic, but there is a golden branch moving towards you right now, being carried by a snail. Now, I know you said you didn't want any snails in here tonight.
Uh-huh.
So, do you want the branch? Do you not want the snail? Which way are we going here?
What a metaphor for life.
Is it?
You gotta risk death to live forever, right? That's what everybody says.
Huh. I never thought about that, and I think for good reason.
Yeah, I don't think that's a thing.
You gotta get busy living forever or get busy risking death.
Okay.
That could be a shirt, maybe.
I think if you have to say maybe, it's probably not a shirt.
Yeah, we'll just stick with the I'm moving to Foon shirts, I guess, for now. Okay, guys, look. I have a special surprise for you. But first, I want to thank all of our Patreon supporters for writing all these things, reminding us of these weapons. I'm sure some of these things will help us eventually defeat Spintax and save the Northeast and all of Foon. I do want to really quickly read one more here. Mauricio Machuca, apologies if I'm sure I've mispronounced that, wrote, I believe that there are still many feral cats that Blemish has vomited up running around Foon. They could provide a nasty scratch. And I mostly mention that because, yeah, just to explain to listeners why they may have heard so many cat sounds. Like, Blemish left, but there's still so many of his vomit cats all over this tavern.
Yeah, they are disgusting. Because they also vomit up little cats.
It's cats and cats and cats.
And they sing at night, Arnie. They sing the worst fucking songs you've ever heard.
But they have a lot of interesting names, right?
I don't know if interesting is the right term. Insane.
Could you just remind me of like 7 or 8 of them?
There's Jaleco. He's probably the worst.
Tug Timmy Tim Tom.
Tug Timmy Tim Tom?
Yeah, I think so. That sounds right. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of them. You don't really want to hear their songs. They just curl up around your boots. Boots and cats, boots and cats, boots and cats.
Boots and cats and boots and cats.
Okay, we've spent enough time on these weapons. We don't need to look to the past. We should look to the future. I've had a beautiful 11 years with you, Chunt, as my co-host. Aww. And you, Yosidor, as my other slightly inferior co-host.
Mm.
Did you almost call him Yosidor?
Wait, hold on. His name's not Yosidor?
The indignity.
Hear me out. Would you appeal more to a youthful audience if your name was Yosidor?
I don't think so.
Yosidor raps. Maybe, possibly, in the future. We'll see.
Yes. Let us look to the future. I shall cast my mind's eye 11 years into the future from now.
Listen, he's rapping.
Rapping so quietly. We can do this for 120 minutes.
Oh, I've returned from the future, Arnie.
Yeah?
Right. The future is blurry, and I can only see visions.
Convenient.
In this future, I saw you wearing nothing but gold. I saw Chunt wearing 2 crowns. I saw myself as I shifted from blue to silver to white to green to black to brown to orange to red. I, airy color of the rainbow, and I saw Foon, more lush, more beautiful, more peaceful than air.
What about me? Do I make it?
I saw Drew's gravestone.
Oh, man.
It said, Drew, dead these past 11 years.
Yeah.
Wow, sorry, buddy.
Sounds right.
They put up a new gravestone every year, though. That's nice, right?
So, listeners, when we have our 22nd anniversary episode, don't forget to remind us that we should have accomplished all those things.
Wait, Arnie, we can do 22nd episodes? Why are we going on for 45 minutes to an hour? Let's just do 22nd episodes.
I could say my name. That'd be the whole episode. We'd be done.
It's not a bad idea. Oh, but no, I'm so sorry. I keep getting distracted. I wanted to have a heartfelt moment to thank all of our listeners for listening for 11 years, and also to thank you, Chunt, for always being by my side, to thank you, Usador, for always being by my side as well, and just to say that I think what we need to do now is split up.
What?
Look, it's been so great these last 11 years, but I think we need to split up.
See other podcasts?
Oh, no. I'm not saying we end the podcast. I'm saying, look, the threat to the Northeast is really imminent.
Call NPR or something and see what they're doing.
I wonder if Podpires could use a badger.
If we're going to save the Northeast, we've kind of got to get our shit together. And I've been thinking about it, and I love you guys.
I love you, buddy.
And I think we're great together. Not really good at accomplishing things together.
What are you talking about? We made this list. Oh, someone spilled vodka on the list.
Well, great. I mean, look, think about it. This past week, anytime any of us have done anything, the other two just kind of follow the other one and watch them do it and kind of like bicker and quibble about it. And then kind of nothing gets done.
Delightful.
Hell yeah.
And I just think we're really running out of time. I mean, we probably have like 10 episodes until Spintax attacks Northeastia. At our pace, we're not going to accomplish anything in that time.
I did mention that this ruby, this great powerful gem, the ruby of Galazeel, needs to be recharged. Perhaps I should go off on a quest on my own until I am able to accomplish that task, for the power of that great ruby might be the very thing we need to defeat Spintax. But what else do we need?
Well, I was also thinking, like, I meant it when I said I've been hearing about the Silent Eye more and more. I feel like they might have resources that could help us. And I'm kind of interested in going off and trying to make contact with them.
Oh, that's smart. Yeah, that's a good one. Okay, and let's see. Ooh, maybe I could track down all those little Usadors.
They're in my head. Okay. That's my brain.
We all remember them. All remember them.
This is what I'm saying. If one of us accomplishes something, then the others just follow that person and like makes fun of them. Chunt, you don't have to know what your quest is now.
Phew.
But you probably need to figure it out in the next week or so.
Yeah.
Guys, I've already packed my bindle and my bag of holding. I've been thinking about this week, and I'm excited for us to be reunited somewhere down the road. But right now, I've got to put together a team of fan-favorite returning guests and go off and try to find the Silent Eye.
Why don't you just put the bindle in the bag of holding if you've got a bag of holding? Why do you need
it? I don't know. It just looks cool. The bindle is sort of fun.
All right.
The annoying thing is this bag of holding is just a big fucking bag. Like, it can hold so much stuff, but there's no good way to carry it.
You don't have a strap of holding?
A strap of holding?
Yeah, for your bag of holding, a strap of holding.
I guess I don't know all the holding accessories I'm supposed to have.
You can strap endless amounts of bags to it.
Oh, yeah, and there's a travel-on of holding. There's a toiletry bag of holding. What else?
Oh, guys, who am I fucking kidding? I can't go off on a quest on my own. I'm going to fuck it up. I don't even know all the holding accessories. I don't know what to say if someone asks me if I'm holding.
Artie, be cool. You got this. And hey, let me just walk over here and... Thank you, sir. And let me just kick that snail out the door. Arnie, here you go. Here's that golden branch.
You know what? I'm going to try my best to be in Forest as much as possible. And I'm going to come back to you guys alive and with some kind of actionable thing we can use to save the Northeast from Spintax.
No. You won't come back.
What?
We shall meet on the Forest on the southern edge of Northeastia. Far away from here.
Can I write this down?
Sorry, I've already forgotten the direction.
The forest on the southern edge of northeast, yeah.
Southern edge.
It's just northeast is a name.
Okay.
It's a forest. Pretend like you're looking at it. Does it have a name,
this forest?
Pretend like, yes. It's called Westernia.
And should we look to you on the first sunrise? Or like?
Yes. Look for me on the third sunrise of the eighth day of the 12th week.
Shit. Okay. Look to you on the... Okay. Hey, we'll see each other.
I don't know. Guys, I was about to leave here confident I'd see you again. Now I'm sort of thinking we're all going to live 100 more years but never find each other.
Let's just get as close to northeast as we can, and okay, then we'll try. Then we'll figure it out, all right?
Let's turn, yeah.
Listen, if nothing else, our hearts will lead the way. I love you guys.
I love you too.
We'll find each other again. We will find each other again.
We will. And here, please take your microphones with you. It's very important. I know it doesn't seem important to you, but please try to record some content while you're on your quest. Can you do that for me?
Sure. Yes, of course.
Yeah.
And of course, it goes without saying.
Yep. Yeah. It totally does.
Okay. Well, I guess we shouldn't draw this out anymore, because that's what we've been doing the last 11 years. I love you guys. I love you, Chunt. I love you, Isidore. I love you, Golden Branch. I love you, Tug Timmy Tim Tom, the cat. And here, Isidore, will you do me a favor?
Yes?
And watch over Tug Timmy Tom, Tim Tom, the cat for me while you're gone.
Of course, Tug Timmy Tim Tom. You're the first to join my new quest.
All right, love you guys. Bye-bye. Don't forget to end the podcast.
Love you, buddy.
Fair travels and fairness to thee. I wish thee all the best. Gramesses, thank thee for these past 11 years. Oh, Chunt.
Oh, I'm going to miss him.
Our little baby boy's all grown this up.
He's all grown up, and he's off on his own. I'm so scared. I'm so worried about him. Should we just, like, follow him and, like... You know, help fight things that are in his way, and like he keeps thinking he's doing it, but we're actually doing it. And then one day he discovers us, and he's kind of pissed, but then he's also glad we're there.
Oh, sort of like when we watched all of Inspector Gadget when we visited Arnie in the 80s.
Yeah.
That's not the worst idea.
Or Beverly Hills Ninja when he had that sneak preview in the 80s.
That must have been in development hell forever. Chunt, I know you don't know your quest yet.
Yeah.
But travel not too far behind Arnie in case he does need your help. You can rush to his aid, for I must go in the exact opposite direction of whatever direction Arnie is going.
Huh. You have to?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay.
For wherever the source of power that will recharge the Ruby of Galazeel, I know it's far away from wherever... Why did Arnie leave?
He was going to kill Drew, maybe?
I think he was going to kill Drew.
Isidore, I love you, buddy. You're my Jalilkal choice, and I'll try my best to make sure Arnie's okay. You also be okay. You also take care.
Yes, Chunt, safe travels to you as well, and I wish you all the best upon your quest, whatever it may be. You're the most important one of all. You're the swing character. We have very specific tasks ahead of us, but you'll have to be able to pick up the slack. Now, I'm off! Come, Tum Tiggy Tum Tumma!
You put your keys in the bowl of one party and suddenly you're the swing character. Well, Drew, why don't you come over here, buddy? We'll hop on mic. We'll start a new podcast just in case things go sour. We'll try and record, I don't know, maybe 50, 60 episodes just so we can air something in case the three of us die.
Hell yeah, brother! Let's do it! What's the conceit?
I thought you had an idea.
I don't have an idea. Do you have an idea?
I do get nuts with Isidore. I do Magic Tavern with Arnie. What's like a third?
Maybe like we're vampires?
No. I think two people are doing that already. What else? Well, oh, I know. Listeners, give us a call and you let us know what you want to hear as a new podcast, a new spinoff. Call us at 867-5309 and leave us a voicemail.
Hell yeah. Hey, I'm gonna touch a snail.
Oh, Drew, don't. Oh no.
Listeners, don't forget, you always have the option to call and say, I'm good, thanks. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Patrons get ad-free episodes, all the spin-offs, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. To learn more about supporting the show and voting on the March Magic Brackets, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Tim Joyce. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.
Arnie, remember when Can came and gave you pretzel bones? And then he called himself Auntie Can. Let's cut that up. It was an Auntie Anne's joke, but
yes,
too much of a walk. We'll cut that up.
We'll put it after the credits.